What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute, talking real estate, commercial, residential, multifamily, buying, selling, leasing, property management, development, construction management, and consulting. So we do a lot of stuff, trying to focus on development and multifamily investing for 2020. But along with development, especially in the commercial space, you deal with all three: multifamily, retail, office, mixed use, and other non-entertainment type retail facilities. So we're doing a project this year in a historical theater that's about 15,000 square feet. And then there's there's unique spaces within this theater, stage, a mezzanine area that's about 1,700 square feet. And then you have retail space and residential space on the second floor of this building. So we're looking at innovative ways to fill this space, repurpose this space to attract tenants and obviously the community to utilize this as a resource for the neighborhood. It's located in West Side neighborhood of Cleveland that's developing, we'll say. It's probably not the most desirable area of Cleveland when it comes to other choices. Just to the north is an area of Lakewood, which is a suburb of Cleveland called Birdtown, where it seems like they've been attracting folks to live and eat and get their entertainment from this area. And that seems to be a theme everywhere in these neighborhoods in Cleveland that are appreciating and developing. We're very keenly observing and aware that this is a type of formula that is working right now. People want to live, work, and play, eat very in close proximity. So, and it seems like, where people live, they want choices. Where people work, they want choices. So, a lot of times that's married together, where people live right close to where they work, within 5 minutes, let's say, or less than 5 minutes from where they work. But that's what I've been observing, is that if people commute to work 15, 20, 30 minutes away, or even an hour away, they want amenities that are close by that they can walk to or easily drive their car, park, get in, get out. So I think if you follow those premises, we'll have a successful development when it comes to commercial real estate development. So the other big factor, in my opinion, just in any business, is that, these ideas are great and implementing it is great, but executing is the biggest thing. As an example, entrepreneurs have a million ideas to implement somebody. Or a lot of people say, I thought of Uber before they became Uber. But, there was a ton of different services before Uber that did not work. But because the operators of Uber and Lyft were able to execute it properly, market it properly, and create a customer experience that people were willing to repeat the service again, that's what makes it really work. So ideas are great, and then trying to implement it is great, but executing and operating it. So it's really critical to find an operator that knows what they're doing and is passionate about what they're trying to create. And with commercial developments, people want a sense of community. They want a place where they can go do their thing, whatever that might be, grocery shop or eat or get entertained or have services that they normally use in a convenient location where they can get in and out. So those factors You know, also recreation and entertainment. People want to come to a place where they feel a buzz and a sense of newness and excitement when it comes to going to a place, especially if somebody is going to travel to a place. You know, if they're coming to shop for one thing, then I think what I've experienced is that, well, what is it that you can do to make them stay? You know, so somebody comes to shop for, let's say, groceries, and groceries is usually the anchor, or some sort of specialty store. What does it take to keep them there, and then also get interested to see, oh, let me see what else is here, and I'm going to shop there and spend my money there. So, and they're going to have a good experience, so they can tell their friends, say, hey, have you been to this new place? I was able to get my coffee, listen to a music concert, or see some entertaining things happening in their common area. And then, oh, you know, I was also able to drop off my Amazon FBA packages and, you know, do some other things. So you got to carefully plan out those things, and it all stems from what the community wants and needs. So I'm going to go over more of that and some other trends for 2020 on the retail space section. So stay tuned for that. What's up, part two, retail trends. Been researching quite a bit over the last week on different retail concepts that are trending across the U.S., trying to figure out what we can do with this 16,000 square foot space of an old theater to try and redevelop it. And so we talked about last segment about food halls, but also retail aspect is needing to be a part of this as well. Not, you know, people aren't always just looking for food, they're looking for goods and services and things like that. So there's a your traditional, in this building, we have a traditional retail, first floor retail space, but also what has been trending lately is people want an experience when they come to a retail center, or in each individual retail store, or the combination of each store and the vibe that it brings to the space, and also just something that is going on that you know, is not typical to, say, going to your grocery store and getting food. You know, I've seen the grocery stores here in Cleveland added a little wine and craft beer bar along with coffee. And then you can buy a beer, a wine, or coffee while you shop. And then also a ramen noodle bar in the middle of the grocery store. So you're going into the grocery store, you're experiencing a couple different things. And, you know, oh, by the way, you can shop if you're shopping there. Or if you're shopping there, you just shop. But then knowing next time you come to the store, you can get some ramen, get a beer while you shop, and the atmosphere is totally different than your regular grocery store. I don't know why grocery stores don't attempt to do that. You know, they have beer, they can have beer tastings, they can have wine tastings while you're shopping and things like that, you know, free samples. But at the same time, you know, it was kind of cool to be able to get a beer while you shop. Or if you're going to just meet people, get something off the shelf to eat and meet, again, it's a pretty cool concept. So that's just an example of something that can be done Or, you know, having a retail space where there's other activities other than buying. So you see these escape rooms, axe throwing, you know, demos of different things. And, you know, I think that's what we're going to have to bring to this space, some innovative ways to get the neighborhood into the space and then hopefully attract others to travel to check this thing out. Tourists who are in town and things like that. And then when with the performance area of the building, then we can get people to come in and check that out as well. So went to a cheerleading competition. It was my daughter's cheerleading competition this weekend. Just observing really closely what they were doing to produce this event. It was in a big convention hall, and it seemed like it was, the convention hall was too big of a space for something like this. Looked like there was about capacity for about 400 to 500 people, and then a big 20 by 20 stage with a specialty, I guess, springboard stage, or, you know, what they would use for gymnastics type of competitions in these type of venues, and then, you know, big lights and big sound and things like that. Then they had all these breakout rooms that you could change in, you know, as dressing rooms and things like that. So I think we can look into that concept on a much smaller scale, or not even on a much smaller scale, but just slightly smaller scale than that, especially for younger cheer competition or gymnastics teams for this performance area that we're proposing. So, you know, just taking a look around, I think it's going to predicate more to what the neighborhood wants. And that'll be interesting once we create some focus groups to ask what does the neighborhood want? What would they want to see? Now, early studies have shown that there's a capacity for restaurants and retail space, but at the same time, I think we're going to have to innovate to entertain and provide some leisure and also some fitness activities. People are looking to do things that make them more healthy and fit. So from the actual fitness center or boutique studio, all the way to apparel and healthy foods and things like that. So stay tuned to what we have a meeting today to meet with some of the stakeholders to discuss some of these ideas. Quite frankly, I don't know what else, you know, if they do have another thing in mind, then that'll be interesting to understand. But we will see. We will try to bring to market what the market wants, and that's what it seems from doing research and seeing and observing firsthand what is going on in the marketplace and of retail, of food service, of restaurateurs and entertainment. So, and you know, could be a component of work. We do have residential spaces that can be used as offices, or also, you know, thinking Airbnb, or as well as co-working space. So, you know, that would be one way to get a captive audience into a building for that come to work on a daily basis, and then they have food, they have retail, and they have entertainment. And you know, one of the segments that were that was identified are people that work in the area. There's about 32,000 people that work in the area that don't live in the area within a 5-minute drive to the center of this this building that we did a study on. And We think that we can attract the lunch crowd and then the after work crowd to come visit, you know, before they go home. So stay tuned for that. We will give you an update after this meeting this afternoon to see what other ideas come up, and then we will wrap this episode up for you. Hopefully that for those of you out there looking for innovative retail and food service ideas for your commercial space, get something out of it. Obviously, give me a call or a direct message. Instagram, Mike Mendoza 216, or 440-941-3692. Stay tuned for the next segment. Hey, part three, Fast Real Estate Services, Michael Mendoza, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute, talking development of a retail space and repurposing a historical theater here on the west side of Cleveland, and more details to come on that. But we're moving in a direction where we have ideas in place and are now trying to get those ideas into fruition. One of those ideas is for the 15,000 square foot theater space is creating a food hall, and then also a performance space focused on dance performance, so and other related competition type and performance type activities. Could be sports, could be cheerleading or other niche dance or cultural dance performances. So that's one aspect. We did find out yesterday that there's a second floor mezzanine area that has to be kept as a cinema or some sort of performing arts section of the building, because we're getting a grant for that. And then, but the rest of the building is really a clean slate. We can do with it what we want. There's a formal retail space that has street frontage on the front of the building, and then also apartment buildings on the second floor of the building. So thinking about Airbnb, thinking about retailers that can complement the building as a whole. And one of the major things is that we are focusing on community engagement. You know, that we want this center to be something that the community can be proud of, that the community has said, yeah, we were a part of making this happen and our voices are heard. And this is a place that is going to change the way that they live their lives in the neighborhood. Instead of avoiding the area, they are hopefully going to want to get out of their house, come gather, see what's going on, experience what's going on, and have a really good time doing that. So, you know, what does that look like? Well, you know, I think it depends. Everybody has a different viewpoint, and we're going to meet with the community to see what, you know, what they would want to see. Preliminary studies show that more people want better places to eat. I think more, not so much high-end, but not so much chain food. They want artisanal and unique cultural ethnic foods, as well as Americanized food, but you know, something better than what they're currently getting, which is bar and grill type food and things that could be seen as that could be in an expensive restaurant, but you know, most people don't want to eat at a fancy restaurant every day. So if there's an option to do that in a more economical setting, fast casual type setting, then I think more people would be willing to pay just a little bit more than what they would pay at McDonald's to get, you know, some fresh, better food options. And then on the retail side, if we're following along the dance performance theme or, you know, sports type movement theme, then I think our retailers have to complement that. So, you know, whatever that might be, whether it's medical services, sports medicine services, or apparel, equipment, and you know, maybe some other complementary things that would go well with that. And same thing with the food vendors that we curate. There's demand for more plant-based foods, and also, you know, different like gluten-free and non-GMO and things like that. So we're going to be thinking really hard along those lines, at the same time giving the community what it wants, and then finding entrepreneurs and businesses that can succeed and thrive in an environment that we're creating here. So, you know, as we continue to develop this building, you know, we're also going to have to realize that we're going to have to try things. Some things will fail, some things will do well, and then we just have to be able to pivot as much as possible. One of the other things too, we got to try to implement, is flexibility in the space, so that it's sustainable over time, and also it maximizes the revenue that it can generate from rentals and use. So we're trying to accommodate all the needs of, let's say, if we go with the dance company, dance performance niche, then we obviously have to make sure that the things that are needed are provided, but at the same time have the flexibility enough for another group that isn't necessarily related directly with dance performance to be able to use the space, whether that be weddings, events, corporate events, meetings, gaming competitions, video gaming competitions, smaller sports use, and things like that. So with that, we're going to continue to update you on what's going on with this project, and really excited to document this in 2020. So come at you with a new episode on more progress. But until then, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.